KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at local sports last night. A lot more than just the Drake relays going on. The Griswold Tiger co-ed relays happening last night. Underwood girls were winners with 152 points. Shenandoah with 126, the runner-up. Nottoway Valley, Fremont Mills, and Southwest Valley were the top five teams. Among some of the top individuals, Carly Larson of Underwood, a winner in the 200 meters and the 3,000 meters last night. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley grabbed both the 400 and the 800 meter dash events. Also last night, Underwood picked up wins in the 4x2, 4x4, and 4x800, along with the sprint medley relay. Sophie Phillips of Fremont Mills won both the discus and the shot in last night's event as well. On the boys' side, it was Missouri Valley with 162 points in first place. Underwood with 123 was second. Southwest Valley, Nottoway Valley, and Fremont Mills the top five. Top finishers last night, some of the top runners. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, he took the 3,200 and the 1,600-meter events. Drake Johnson of Stanton won both the hurdle events, the 110 and the 400 meters. In the relays, Underwood picked up wins in the 4x200, 4x400, and the distance medley. Southwest Valley won both the sprint medley and shuttle hurdle relays, also in last night's event. At the Gonzales Parish Invitational at Guthrie Center last night, IKM Manning was a winner in both the boys' and girls' events. On the girls' side, they picked up 156 points to get by Panorama and ACGC, who finished second and third. Among some of the individual champions last night on the girls' side, Jade Hayes of Coon Rapids Bayard won both the 100 and the 200 meters last night. Gabrielle Cadwell of IKM Manning won the 400 meters. Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning grabbed the 800. 1,500 went to Gwen Steffen of Panorama. Emma Swanson of ACGC won the 3,000 meters. Maddie Smith of ACGC won the 100 hurdles. 400 hurdles went to Tiana Jansen of Glidden-Ralston. In the relays, Panorama picked up wins in the 4x1, 4x2, the 4x4, the 4x8, and also the sprint medley relay. ACGC won the distance medley relay, and Audubon took the shuttle hurdle relay. In the field events, Alexa Arenholtz of IKM Manning won the high jump. Sarah Schmeling of Adair Casey Guthrie Center won the long jump. Audubon's Melissa Dice took the shot put, while Lydia Knapp of Panorama was the champion, the discus. On the boys' side, it was IKM Manning winning with 181 points. ACGC was second, and Panorama placing third. Among the individual champs, Adair Casey's Dylan Soper was a winner in the 100 meters. Spencer Hunt of Panorama took the 200. IKM Manning's Alex Lingle took the 400 meters. Clay Bilheimer of ACGC won the 800 and the 1600 meters. Noah Nelson of ACGC took the 3200-meter title. IKM Manning's Carter Earlmeyer won both the hurdle events, the 110 and the 400. In the relays, Panorama champs in the 4x100, the 4x200, IKM Manning won the 4x4 and the 4x8. Also, they won the distance medley relay. Audubon took the sprint medley relay title. The ACGC, the shuttle hurdle relays. In the field events, Alex Lingle of IKM Manning was a winner in the long jump, in the high jump. The long jump title went to Caden Warden of ACGC. Also, Daniel Jensen of Panorama won both the throwing events, the shot and the discus at that meet last night. At the Hummel Relays at Woodbine last night, the trainer girls were winners with 177 points. Boyer Valley was second with 123. Woodbine, Riverside, and Missouri Valley round out the rest of the field. Trainer had a number of winners last night. Megan Carley took the 100 meters. Tori Castle, the 800. Also, trainer Sienna Black won the high jump, and Maddie Shipley took the long jump, while Emily Morris took the shot put event. They also had Chloe Gregory winning the 400-meter hurdles and Hayden Jorgensen winning the 3,000 meters, along with relay wins in the 4x4 and the 4x800 meters. Riverside had a few winners as well. J.C. Kalson won the 400-meter dash for the Bulldogs. Alexis Post took the 1,500 meters last night also for Riverside. Drake Relays action yesterday. Just a few events in the high school level getting underway yesterday. Emma Lucas of Bedford finished in fourth overall in the 3,000-meter run yesterday. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills ran the seventh in that event yesterday. Also, Lewis Central's Logan Jones was fourth at the discus yesterday. Brandon Magnuson of Underwood had a 15th-place finish in the discus, with Joseph Zager of Audubon placing 17th and Caleb Beaker of Harlan placing 21st. Also, Lewis Central's Megan Witte was 14th in the high jump event yesterday. Also, Lewis Central's Katie Jones was seventh in the shot put event. Thomas Jefferson's Josie Starner placed 9th. Lauren Payne of Lewis Central was 10th, and Logan Hughes of Shenandoah 11th. Also, Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic in the long jump placed 7th overall. Nick Voss of Harlan was 11th. Also, in the Drake relays yesterday, Rebecca Topham, who starred in high school at Griswold, placed 2nd at the 3,000-meter steeplechase events yesterday. She's running unattached this time around. She ran 10 minutes, 15.75 seconds in that event. She's running her college track at Wichita State. Also in high school sports yesterday in girls golf, Atlantic won a four-team meet with a 174 total, beating Lewis Central at 203, Red Oak at 205, and Shenandoah at 205. Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic was medalist with a 36. Bailey Newell also shot 36 for Atlantic. She was runner-up. Cam won a four-team meet with a 204 total. Underwood shot 220. East Mills and AHSTW also participated. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist, shooting a 43 yesterday. Griswold beat IKM Manning and Tri-Center. 209, 220, and 222 were the scores. Matea Peters of Griswold was medalist with a 49. Logan Magnolia defeated Audubon, shooting 245. Audubon didn't have a full team score. Jasmine Turner of Audubon was medalist, shooting a 49. Harlan beat Clarinda 190 to 194. Glenwood tops St. Albert with a 213 total. Southwest Iowa, 201, beat Southwest Valley, who shot 226, and Lennox at 230, while Missouri Valley downed Trainer 222, and Trainer didn't have a full team score. In boys golf yesterday, Atlantic won a three-team meet with a 159 total. Shenandoah shot 195, and Red Oak at 206. Atlantic was led by Ben Reno, who shot 37, and Matt Gearhart, who posted a 38. IKM Manning won a three-team meet, shooting 175 to beat Tri-Center at 183 and Griswold at 213. Jared Henkelman of Manning, IKM Manning with a 41 was the medalist. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 180 to 187. Joel Richardson of Loma with a 39 was medalist. Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon with a 41 was runner-up. Also in golf, Glenwood topping St. Albert 154 to 209. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 167 to 175. And Bedford won a four-team meet, shooting a 171 to beat Southwest Valley, who shot 192, and Southwest Iowa, who shot 197, and Lennox, who was 229. In high school tennis yesterday, in girls action, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 7-2. Shenandoah beat Creston 8-1. Clarinda 8-1 over Harlan, and Kemper Catholic 9-0 over St. Edmund. In boys tennis, Atlantic 9-0 over Red Oak. Creston 5-4 over Shenandoah. Harlan beat Clarinda 5-4. Denison over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Abe Lincoln over Lewis Central 7-2. St. Albert 5-4 over Audubon, and Kemper Catholic shut out St. Edmund 9-0. In high school soccer yesterday in girls play, it was St. Albert over Glenwood 4-1. Millard South beat Lewis Central 1-0. Denison over Underwood 5-2. AHSTW 3-0 over Logan Magnolia. Trainer 11-1 over Panorama. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Tri-Center 1-0. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC 6-0. Columbus Scotus over Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Abe Lincoln 2-1 over Bishop Heelan Catholic in double overtime. In boys soccer, St. Albert beat Glenwood 1-0. It was AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 3-1. Trainer beat Panorama 9-0. Kemper Catholic 3-0 over West Central Valley. And Abe Lincoln beat Lewis Central 1-0. In baseball, Dexter Fowler's 13th inning single capped a comeback from a pair of deficits and gave the St. Louis Cardinals a 4-3 13-inning victory over the New York Mets yesterday. Also in the National League, Atlanta beat Cincinnati 7-4, Arizona 8-2 over Philly, Chicago beat Milwaukee 1-0. In the American League, Matt Davidson hit two of Chicago's five home runs to lead the White Sox to a 6-3 win over the Kansas City Royals. Yankees beat Minnesota 4-3, Seattle over Cleveland 5-4, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 9-5, and Boston 5-4 over Toronto. In interleague play, Pittsburgh 1-0 over Detroit. The NFL draft got underway last night with first round of the draft. Baker Mayfield was the surprise top pick as the Cleveland Browns took him to be the number one overall pick out of Oklahoma, the Heisman Trophy winner going number one overall. Penn State running back Saquon Barkley was the second selection by the New York Giants. USC quarterback Sam Darnold went number three to Southern Cal. Also, the Browns picked in the fourth spot, picking Ohio State cornerback Denzel Ward. Bradley Chubb of North Carolina State, the best pass rusher in the draft, was selected fifth overall by Denver. The rest of the top 10 picks include Notre Dame's Quentin Nelson going sixth to the Colts. Buffalo Bills traded up five spots to take Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen at number seven. The Chicago Bears selected Georgia linebacker Roquan Smith at number eight. San Francisco grabbed tackle Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame at number nine, while UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen was picked 10th by the Arizona Cardinals. Second and third rounds of the draft scheduled for today. Among those that went undrafted yesterday in the first round, LSU running back Darius Juice, along with Iowa All-American cornerback Josh Jackson, Iowa center James Daniels, Texas offensive lineman Connor Williams, all were left behind and will most likely be picked today in second round of the draft. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.